illness can be uncomfortable, disruptive, and downright depressing. But it can also be viewed as a message, a way the body communicates with us about our life. Seen that way, getting sick, while sometimes miserable, also presents us with an opportunity to pause from the commotion of everyday activities and step back to observe. Physician Jean Shinoda Bolin in San Francisco.
Physical disabilities are metaphors often. I mean, when someone says, you give me a pain in the neck, or I have this awful gut feeling, there's a general awareness that people and situations and circumstances really creates pain in us. The body's effort to let us know that something is the matter is through pain. And we disregard it. We don't listen. We take our Tylenol, aspirin, various super, super duper strength tablets that keep growing in super duper strength to suppress it, to suppress the pain. And if you suppress pain, you are suppressing the signal that says the body is getting involved in this situation, and it's asking, please pay attention, I hurt.
When we experience the aches and pains of illness, we're feeling symptoms intended by nature to seize our attention and stimulate needed corrective action. Maybe some aspect of our lifestyle, like diet or the way we handle stress, needs adjustment to promote better health. Or we may be receiving a message about conditions related to some genetic tendency we were born with.
And then there's this whole range of susceptibility to infectious diseases. So we're talking at this point mostly about the diseases that grow out of some kind of combination of constitutional predisposition and stress being expressed through that particular organ system. But everybody knows that we become more susceptible to even common colds when we're down. And again, it's about whether it's cancer or whether it's about infectious diseases, it's about the immune system, which is affected by the state of the psyche.
So that when you're not down, but when you're up, your resistance is greater.
Yes. When you're full of life and you love life, the chances are that your body and your psyche are happy.
Maintaining a healthy attitude and a zest for life does not, of course, immunize a person from getting ill, but it can play a role in the frequency and severity of sickness, or at least the way a person emotionally reacts to being under the weather. Dr. Jean Shinoda Bolin, in her career as a psychiatrist, Jungian analyst, best-selling author, and former clinical professor at the University of California, has deeply pondered how we go through the adversity of poor health. And in several books, including Close to the Bone, she has explored what it's like to face dire illness.
It takes the person into a descent into the underworld, that it moves them into the realm of their own unconscious processes where they are along the way stripped of their emotional defenses, of their sense of persona, prestige, mattering in the world, and now reduced to the fact of a physical illness, that especially one that might kill them, that they come to look at and feel everything that we try very hard not to be aware of, and that is that as spiritual beings on a human path, so to speak, that the very fact that we're in a body makes us susceptible to pain, to death, to illness. And so to make a descent into the underworld is to come into an encounter with everything you're afraid of, whether it be death or dismemberment or disfigurement, abandonment, a loss of manhood or womanhood, depression. Just about anything that is our worst fears is encountered when you have major surgery, major illness, and in the process of going into the depths, it is potentially a time where we really get at what really matters to us, and it can change our lives, and we might heal our psyches in the process and heal our bodies at the same time, or we may heal the psyche, and the body, the physical aspect of us may die. But there is something about the serious illness that is an extraordinary and profound encounter with what are we doing here? What is our particular life about who and what really matters to us?